What is up, Falcon Radio? It's Riley here, and as I said yesterday, so today is a very special day. It's National High School Radio Day, and as I said, I was going to have a special guest with me, and I have a very special guest with me today. He's a graduate from Fulton High School. He's the producer over at Mark and Kim on Star 102.1. He is Tyler Bann. Say hello, Tyler.
Hey, how's it going?
So, how's your day been today, man?
It's been pretty good, just a normal, regular work day.
Got out of work at about 11, probably going to have to go back over there and edit some more clips, but I've had a pretty good day. I get up about 4:30 every morning, sometimes 3:30, and have to be at work at 5:30 every morning.
5:30 every morning?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
No, it's fine. You'll get used to it, but it's been rough in the beginning.
Sorry, I have another guest with me today. It's Jesus. He's been on here before to talk about sports, weather, just everything that's with me, and just on the radio here a lot of the time. So Jesus, say hello.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
So we got questions for you, Tyler. We're gonna bombard you with questions.
Okay.
Yeah. that is the goal here today.
All right.
So as I said earlier, you were a graduate from Fulton.
Yes.
I'm trying to think here. So because you were a graduate and because you had so many opportunities here, because, you know, Fulton's best high school. Obviously. What all really did you do during AB production in this classroom that really, because I feel like back then you didn't have as much stuff as we currently do.
Not at all.
We have like that whole news thing.
Yeah, it's amazing what you all have right now.
How was it compared to now? Like, if you were to compare your time at Fulton compared to ours, how would you say is really, like, different opportunity-wise
and everything? There's just more opportunity in general, just more things to do, more things to get your hands into. Also, the technology is way more advanced than what we had had. But then again, at that time, I mean, we weren't even aware of what was out there. We just had what we had and made it work. But when I was in there, I did PSAs. I did a pregame football show while playing football. I prepared a morning show 3 days out of the week. I did play-by-play for the girls' varsity basketball team, and I had done one baseball game. So I stayed pretty busy trying to learn as much as I could.
So you think all the stuff you did helped you out in what you do now?
Oh, for sure. It helped with my delivery, the way that I talk a little bit. Especially the editing. The editing here, it prepared me a lot for when I was for me to get the position that I'm in right now. Because when I had put in my application, they threw like a 10-minute clip at me and said, hey, we need this edited down to 3 minutes. And if it wasn't for all the practice and all the going through the editing and stuff here, I wouldn't have been prepared for it, because I had at least 5 to 10 years in between. So if I hadn't been embedded into my head, then yeah, I wouldn't have been ready.
Do you think that compared to the time when you were in this class, you think we have it easier since we have such a broad spectrum of things we can learn and do in the class? Do you think it'd be easier for us to get in the industry, or do you think it'd be harder since the competition has increased?
I'd say it's easier. All the things that you're picking up right now, if you wanted to, you could honestly get a microphone and all the other things that you need, mic stand, so forth, and start a podcast. You can do that at home. Well, we didn't have that opportunity back then, so you can get the practice in at home even if you wanted to. But you're learning all the little things that you need to know to get into the industry. But just having this on your resume, I put this on my resume, everything that I've done. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, it's still work. It's still radio work. Even though you're learning and it's in high school, you're getting ahead of everybody else, because not everybody else in Knoxville has this opportunity.
So with, because you did mention how, like, you did a bunch of things, like, when you were attending here, mm-hmm. and you announced football last football season, which was great. You really made everything more energetic and more ecstatic, which is something we really needed, because, you know, games didn't go as well as we needed to, but at least we had, you know, you there to just really pump up everybody.
Right.
And even though, like, you know, votes was against us, we still had some hope because mm-hmm. of how the way you were speaking and everything like that. And you gained that experience, like the way you talk, the way how you can professionally just say everything correctly, like first take majority of the time. And you learn that through here, which is an incredible opportunity. And it's great that, you know, now that we have everything here, since, you know, we do the announcements on WKCS radio YouTube channel, which is a whole nother thing that I kind of wish you guys had, just to see how it would develop back then instead of us now doing it here, because we kind of do it last minute. Nah, I'm not even going to lie.
But yeah, I've seen those and they're actually really impressive. I thought that's pretty cool. Like, you all go around and do interviews with people. That's awesome. But also, you can take that work home with you. If you want it that badly, you can read a book out loud and just enunciate and get used to just reading or just speaking in general. You can do that practice at home. You don't have to necessarily do it in a radio room.
Yes, so we're talking about what we do. I just realized we haven't asked you what do you do actually. Can you explain more about that?
Yes, I'm the producer for the Mark and Kim Show. I'm on air with them. I speak every once in a while, just when I have something to get to the conversation. But my main priority is to bring material to the show, come up with TikTok ideas, come up with social media ideas in general, whatever's trending, find a way to incorporate that into the show to relate to the audience, to bring Mark and Kim, and tie that in with the trend.
And that's cool, because a lot of parents, especially mine, I would have to say, doesn't really like TikTok, think it's brain rotting and everything like that. Yeah. But they will listen to the Mark and Kim Show all the time. And like, I explained to them, like, hey, TikTok might have given them this resource.
Right.
So why do you want to take it away? You want to take away their resource? But definitely that's an argument for a whole nother day.
Yeah, but there's still Instagram reels, there's still Facebook reels and stuff like that. I mean, there's still going to be a way for videos to be out. I even heard that Vine may possibly come back.
That would be exciting. That would be way exciting. Let's see. Jesus, did you have any more questions?
I had one a second ago, but I forgot it, to be honest.
But I also say that social media in general, a presence in social media is very important to radio. You need to find another way to reach your audience outside of just the radio, just the time that you're on the air. You have to be in their face. You have to constantly be a reminder, like, oh, this show's going on. You just need to always have a presence somewhere. So social media is very, very, very important.
Yeah, so you said you're a producer for Mark and Kim's Show.
Yeah.
Can you tell us the road you took to get to that point?
A lot of it was me starting here. That's the biggest part. I've always wanted to be in radio, and the opportunity that presented itself here for the radio program, that was perfect for me. So that's the foundation right here. From there, I did a lot of mobile DJing. I've been DJing for a long time, even when I was here. So the mobile DJing is a big part of it. That led me to the University of Tennessee. Actually, and I'll walk that back one second. I'd actually had an internship while I was here. I worked at B97.5 with Ashley and Brad in the morning. So I'd have to get up early, like earlier than just going to school. I'd have to get up extra early, like 5:30 in the morning, go to Ashley and Brad and do that morning show. As soon as I was done, I would come here and I'd go to school, do the same thing every single day. So it started with that internship, got me a little bit of experience to see what everything's like. And like I said, I was DJing, and then I found an opportunity at the University of Tennessee for a show that was on twice a week, and I got some experience doing that. That added to my resume, and I was actually DJing a gig locally, and the radio station was there. Mean Gene from Hot 104.5 was there, and I spoke with him, and he said that there was a position open. I said, I just need my foot in the door. I just need a position, like, just to get my foot in the door. So he said, we're hiring promo techs, which is setting up for remotes, setting up tables, banners, all that stuff for concerts and everything else. And I had my foot in the door, and then an opportunity presented itself for Mark and Kim. And everything just happened to be in my favor, and I was able to get the position. And I'm still wanting to move forward to hopefully one day have my own morning show.
So for somebody like me and Riley who are in that radio program here, would you recommend getting an internship like the way you did?
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
If we can find some. If we can find some internships. And eventually I think we're going to try and do a little bit more next year because digital arts is going away. And photography, I think, will be under Mr. Mays, which is something I've heard. Not really confirming that. hasn't been confirmed, to my knowledge at least. But I'm definitely going to try and do more, especially with interviews and everything like that, because I've been doing a lot of projects. I've had Casper on here. I've had, God, who else? What was his name? Hold on. I had this cornhole tournament guy. He was very important. Very important. Let's see. I have the paper here. I don't have the paper,
His name was Tyler, too.
Okay, his name was Tyler, and it was about the second annual NKBPA cornhole tournament, and that was a whole fun experience to do. It was early in the morning, too, so I got to do this really tired, and I messed up his last name, and I felt so bad, because his wife texted him, and he was like, it was a good attempt, but he said it wrong, and I was like, oh, that was a fun conversation.
So I got a question, Tyler.
Okay.
If you were in the situation where you found the guy from 104.5, what steps would you have taken to get to the point that you want to be?
As of right now, I am working on the longest running number one morning show in Knoxville. They've been on the air for 23 years, and they have they're a powerhouse, if you will. I'm learning from the two best in Knoxville that can do it. And so I'm soaking up as much knowledge as I can. I'm learning everything that I possibly can from the best in the city to prepare myself for, hopefully at one point I have my own morning show, and I'm ready, because I've been working with those people who know what to do, know how to keep a number one morning show. So I mean, what other opportunity other than that is better, you know?
Yeah.
Definitely should tell them we said hi.
Okay. Yeah, I will for sure.
I'll be listening tomorrow morning.
Okay.
If I don't hear it, I'll have Mr. Mays text you. It was nice having you on, Tyler.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. I think that is all the questions we had as of right now. If we think of more, we might come back on. It really just depends. But I think right now we got through all the questions. Jesus really asked a lot of the questions that I already was thinking of. So thank you, Jesus, for all your help. I got to get you on more. You know, they've requested you. Okay. Only my mom. But they've requested you, yeah. And again, Tyler, thank you for just coming on and just really talking to us about how you really went from here to all the way at Star 102.1, yeah, and how you have a major impact and everything that has impacted your life and how you really set the stone for everything, mm-hmm, and got it going.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure being here.
I hope again. We're going to try it again sometime.
All right. Yes. Sounds good.
This was Falcon Radio, WKCS 91.1. This was Riley, Tyler, and Jesus. I hope you guys had an amazing day, and I hope you guys continue to have an amazing day. And I got to do it. Toodles, Falcon Radio.